Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is AT&T.
Calling to disconnect yo bill.
Yo line has been disconnected.
Dis what?
Connected. Connected.
You're listening.
No, I'm sorry. Dick connected.
Dick connected.
Because that sounds much better.
I don't know. I kind of sound like dick connected. I kind of want to be into that.
Isn't? Wouldn't it be like, what is it called? What is it called? Docking?
Docking, yeah.
You have been dock connected.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of the Rogers Park area of Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
You're listening to a podcast where we talk about very, very important things, where we are licensed in everything and know nothing about anything.
I think we should make shirts and sell that. That say, Foul Monkeys, licensed in everything,
but know nothing about anything.
Yeah, there you go. I was like, finish that statement because I don't know the second part of the statement.
Well, no, that's the dot, dot, dot part on the shirt.
Right, okay, yes, 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 yes.
So you guys, it's Labor Day weekend.
It's a new day.
A new dawn.
It's a new life. A new
life. For, what is it, for me? Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the George Michael version and I'm like, Yeah.
I listen to, because I've had my music on random, like all
like
22,000 songs.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
And all 22,000.
All 22,000 songs. And he came on. It was the, it's the one where he's in the album and he's like this, like looking to the side. I don't know which one it is. Ladies and Gentlemen. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Okay. It's like his greatest hits.
Yeah. I listened to that and I was like, who is this? Because it was a song I literally never heard before.
Really? What, do you know the name of the song?
No. I don't remember.
Of course you don't.
I skipped.
You're no, like, bloop.
So we, not freshly, but we got back from Pride 48 weekend, which was busy and
y'all, busy. It was busy. I mean, we logged in like close to 100,000 steps.
We seriously walked a lot. Almost 20,000 steps a day.
I just was like, I couldn't believe, well, the amount of steps the amount of steps in terms of like healthy wise was great. The air quality that we sucked in while we were making those steps was probably like four times as bad.
Oh my God. Remember that day we went outside? We almost melted into the sidewalk.
Well,
it was,
I have
so
to say, though,
hot.
That Sunday was really nice when we went out, like, what is it, souvenir shopping?
Uh-huh.
That was really nice because it was like, I know this is going to sound really weird, but like it was like a hot breeze, but it was like, it was hot outside, but it was like a cool breeze, but it was hot air. If that, I know that sounds really weird.
It was like a fan blowing on you, like the same.
A little, same but thing. A little bit cooler, but you could see like when it would stop blowing, you'd be like, it's kind of hot.
Y'all ain't lying. I was still sweating.
I didn't sweat as much.
My balls were so sweaty.
Oh, you had bat wings, didn't you?
Bat wings. I had bat wings for days.
My balls don't hang that low.
You guys, Vegas is so weird in the fact that there seems like there's more homeless people there than there is in Chicago. Did you find
really?
That? Like
no,
when you're walking around, how many homeless or...
I wouldn't say...
I don't want to say homeless. Beggars, I guess I should say. Maybe they weren't homeless, but... there's a lot.
I don't know. I don't know if I really noticed that. I think to me, like in terms of like,
actually
homeless,
you are so used to it. You just like completely ignore it. You're like, excuse me, where am I?
All right. So really funny story. We were like, okay, so I don't know if any of you guys have been to Vegas. I'm sure the people who visited and other podcasters, they know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't visited Vegas before, like when you go into a lot of the hotels, like there's going to be timeshare people, like tour people. You know, it's kind of like if you've ever been to Cancun, Mexico, or
and you
like
step off the ship.
Puerto Vallarta or whatever. It's like you immediately get this, like in the airport, typically you get this immediate rush of people trying to sell you, trying to get you to do these tours. And in Vegas, it's not left behind because they have that. And I'm so used to that type of behavior that the first night, like Ricky and Melissa Miranda.
Before you go there.
Yeah.
Melinda and I were afraid of these people. We tried to avoid them at all costs. It was like a game for us.
I mean, it was so like, it was we'd be walking and like all three of us would be walking and all of a sudden.
Maybe I don't hear it. I thought I heard like.
No, it may have been my sandal. Okay. But anyway.
Sorry. But we would avoid them like the plague.
Yeah. And then we would all be walking and all of a sudden I'm walking by myself. I'm like, where the fuck did these people go? I was like, what the hell? And then like I would finally like they'd finally find their way to me or I'd find their way. So like this happened the second night because it was after it was the first night for me, like the first full night, full day and night of mine. And we're walking to go, I think, was it dinner or lunch? I think it was dinner. Maybe it was lunch.
No, it wasn't dinner. You arrived. London had dinner. Did we have breakfast together?
I arrived Wednesday evening, so we had breakfast the next morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was probably when we were going to lunch. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my God, here they come. And this short little Asian woman. They're like cucarachas. Yeah, this short little Asian woman. And she's like.
Lacist.
She's literally heading straight towards me. And I'm like, I was like, no, thank you. And it's
no, he literally threw up his hand and it was like a fucking like superhero. Like she backed the fuck up and was like, and then Monday and I, like,
and then they were like, oh my God, that's so rude. I'm like, I was not being rude. I was just like, no, thank you. Like,
no,
but it was like, I was trying to be polite as possible without being like I was trying to get my point across. Whereas you guys were just avoiding the whole situation altogether.
You are totally Britney in the movie or in the video. Is it Boys? No. It's one where she's like, stop.
Oh, no. You drive me crazy. Me.
Yeah, that you one. Drive me crazy. That's literally what you were.
But I was trying, like, I promise I was not being rude. I was like literally just like, no, thank you. Like, I would my tone and my inflection was like, nice, but like get the point across, like bitch.
You're supposed to say we're local, but Melinda and I kind of feel like they always know that we're not, so we don't want to lie.
Duh, because they didn't like after the third day, like or after the second day, they knew who we were, so they would like not even avoid. They'd be like, oh, we know who you are, and they walk away.
So this is something I forgot to talk about on the Pride 48 show because I was so fucking nervous. But Melinda and I were talking about how. We can't imagine how their job is being rejected all the time. Right. But the fact that we had to always give that rejection was so tiring for us. We were like, we didn't even want to do it anymore. We're like, oh, God. It's so hard to say no.
Well, I mean, it is one of those where they're like, you have to be a very specific person to try to handle that. Because, like, they literally hear no 98% of the time that they're working.
And then they still talk.
I think the first night, I think the lady followed just, like, two steps behind me before she was like, oh, he's not going to stop. Right. Like,
because some people will say no, and then they stop. Because then the second time, they're like, oh, Let's get this clear. There's nothing fucking free in Vegas.
No.
You're going to have to pay for something.
I know. And I just like, I hate that they do the timeshare stuff because it's like timeshares, they only work for the rich people.
And timeshares only work for places that like beaches and like,
well,
do you think
I mean,
people have like timeshares like, in New York City?
Like, I think most people who do the timeshares in New York City, I think it's more of a business thing. So like a company will buy out a timeshare and then people can share stay it. There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which that's like, I find that like, it's one of those things where it could potentially go gross because it's like, you don't know who's staying there, even though it could be someone from the company, but you don't know what kind of person they are.
So you don't know where they come from.
Right. But like, I could see, that's the reason why for like Vegas specifically, I think it's like, people who are of who are rich and want to and go but, there a lot and gamble.
But when I think of timeshare, I think of
the Keys,
Bahamas, Mexico, you know, the Gulf of Mexico. I think of Kansas City.
Kansas City. What?
Missouri, not Kansas, because that side sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
I think of Utah.
I just don't think of places like
Montana.
That is where a timeshare goes.
But even like, okay, so wait, so even places like Montana or whatever, like, you know, it's country, it's mountainous.
But that's like a ski, like I could see a skiing resort so that's for the winter. So,
yeah, like, or but like Vegas, Colorado. But
I don't
like,
see that.
Well, like, that's what I said. I think the only reason why I think that it's for Vegas specifically. It's for rich people because then they can gamble, stay there, gamble, and leave.
But they're talking to people that are staying in the Excalibur. I know. So that is not like I don't see rich people staying. I don't see super rich people staying there. Like. Beyonce would never stay there. Ew. Of course, she wouldn't have to have like a time. Like a
why would Beyonce ever want to stay at the Excalibur? Where do you think she stays
in Vegas?
I think she probably stays at like the Aria or the Wynn, or she'll stay at like the Mirage or like or the Bellagio. Or she
probably like rents out a whole house somewhere.
Maybe.
Oh no, she needs to be catered to.
I think
she just celebrated her birthday. Happy birthday, Beyonce!
No, I know we don't you do listen. That. No,
mm-mm. Oh, we don't.
No, we hate the Bay. And we hate her. Yeah, we hate her. We hate the Bay. We hate the Bay family. We hate everybody in the Bay. No, the Bay like in San Francisco.
No, we hate all the Kardashians.
No, you hate the Kardashians. I love Khloe. I think she's the bomb.com.
Actually, she's... I do like her.
I tolerate her.
She's the down-to-earth one.
And Rob Kardashian. Oh, he's so hot.
Is he lost weight?
He posted a picture recently where he looks a lot slimmer in the face. He had issues,
right? Like, there was something going on with him. He didn't want to be on the show or...
Because I think something... You know what? I think he kind of fell into depression and gained weight. Because he lost a lot of... He gained weight, went on Dancing with the Stars, and lost a lot of it. And then he came back up, and then he didn't make it. I mean, he got far, but then he didn't win. So he got off the show, and he, like, twice the size. Like, it was like,
girl,
like, are you carrying a basket in front of you? I was twice the size
than I was last year at Vegas.
That's not good. My ankles right now are twice the size as they were in Vegas. Y'all, I'm retaining water. Mama need a water pill. But anyway, so yeah, but he posted a picture and it's a recent picture and his face looks a lot like slimmed down, which I think is great. You know, I think he really had some, when you were put in a position where your siblings are looked at because of their beauty and because of their looks and because, you know, that's their what their
wide pussies,
that's their entire like career, like that's what their business is based off, and here you are like not that. It's very difficult
actually. He's a good looking guy.
Oh yeah, he is. He's very good looking.
I think he was cast in the shadow. That's probably what it was. He was always in the shadow.
I could probably see a little bit of that. Like there was maybe like a little bit of jealousy that, you know, he, but I don't think he, I
mean, do see, that's a jealousy.
No,
jealousy. I can't, it's from the 90s.
I just think that maybe he, like, I don't know if he necessarily wanted to be in the spotlight, but, you know, it's hard to compete with that. And especially if you do gain like a couple pounds, it's hard to be like, oh, I'm going to be good because, you know, I'll just lose this weight or whatever. And he tried and tried and tried and tried. And I think that was kind of fucking with him. But I also think he had a little bit of a prescription pill issue and like smoking weed and stuff. Love a
prescription pill. Love it.
I know. We know. Ambien queen.
I'm totally the Ambien queen of Pride 48.
Have you spoken to your doctor about that?
I made an appointment. I have to go see him first, right. And then he has to say, okay, you can go.
You can go see.
I can't just go.
What, do you have an study. HMO?
Mm-hmm. But that specific study requires a prior authorization from the doctor.
Of course, they all do.
So he just has to call him and say, yeah, he needs it.
Yeah. My sister was talking about how she like literally like she was telling me that because she has to switch her insurance or whatever, and she was telling me that she had to go like her doc. Like I told her, I was like, when I had my HMO, I literally picked up the phone and been like, "Look, I gotta go see this person. Can you just write me the prescription?" Well, no, there is no well. Just write it. Just give me the pre-authorization. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I don't mind going to the doctor because I need a new prescription for Ambien anyway. So.
You know
as,
what?
As right before he's like taking his sleepy sleeps for the rest of it, you're going to take that eternal dirt nap, girl. Stop it. I don't overdose on it. I take the right amount. I just get real sleepies.
Oh my God, that's funny.
This year, I was like, oh.
Pride 48. As soon as he gave us the back, we were done. Right. Melinda and I were like in, we were all like, let me set up the scenario. We're all laying on bed, in bed. And we're like, we're talking, having a good conversation. We're like getting deep and we're like all, and you know, Ricky had probably about 10 minutes prior taking his medication.
Just a little bit longer than that. Maybe about 20 minutes.
Maybe about 20 minutes. And he's like, and you could tell because he's starting to close his eyes and then we'll be talking. And then he'll be like, oh, yeah, I totally agree. And it's like, bitch, you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. And then it would settle in and he would turn his back to us. And we're like, Melinda and I are like, you know, the quantum physics about the earth and the moon. And we're like sitting like in total deep conversation. And this motherfucker, his back is like facing us. And we're like,
oh, guess he's done.
I guess he was done with the conversation. While Melinda and I are like sitting there in like this deep, heavy conversation. Like, what? All right. It was fun.
So I snored.
Oh, my God. Again.
It's not that bad.
No, it's bad. It's bad. But I think there were times where you were good, and I kept trying to nudge him to like for you to turn over on your belly. He would be like, "Well, what do you want me to do? Suffocate? Well, if it's gonna get you to stop fucking snoring, maybe you should bury your face in the pillow." No, but like it was
Melinda really, wore earplugs. I don't think she probably heard me a few times, but
she
slept.
Well, from my ear point, and I was laying right next to you. Finally, like I put in my earplugs, and from my perspective, it was just muted. You could still hear it, but it was muted. It wasn't as loud and like piercing.
What's it sound like?
But it was like no, it's not even that. It was like a very like. It was like a high like pitched snore. Like it was like.
Did I do hee-hoo?
No, but you said I did that. He's like, "Well, you were snoring, bitch. How the fuck you? No, you were in ambient land."
Ambient land is the best place to be at night.
I know. Melinda and I were like moving our computers towards him to like sign on to Amazon. Sign on to Amazon.
So the weekend was very busy. We did a lot of walking. We talked with people. We drank. We had nice dinners. I didn't gamble any at all. Mm-mm. I didn't do any.
No, I
got to the airport and I was going to, and then I was like, it's smoky in there. I don't think so.
But you know what? People were, someone posted, I think from the Pride 48 fam, that they were like at the, I think it was Christian maybe? I think he posted something about like going to the airport and winning like $200 from his
like
$12 or something. Like he was playing.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, it's so exciting. I'm like, fuck, maybe I should go sit over there and play. Let me just tell you, my flight back home was so fucking bumpy.
Oh, ours was too. And when the guy came on, he was like, oh, you know, as we were taking off. Well, he just said at that time of year, it's always bumpy. So I don't know if it has to do something with like the wind coming out of the mountains.
I think so too, because
it was scary.
Like the first hour, it was fine. But that second hour, like for 40 minutes, we were literally like, do-do-do. I mean, I literally thought I was going to see that fucking oxygen mask. Right. I'm like,
well, remember, it does not inflate all the time.
Right. Exactly. I don't, you know, hearing that every time, because I try to pay attention to that, even though I know like what they want you to do or whatever, I still don't think I would follow directions. I would
shit myself and start crying. Like, and this is awful of me, but while I'm in the airplane, I'm like, oh my God, what if we take off and a plane just hits us on the side?
Are you stupid?
What if we're in the air and like we just drop like 8,000 feet in a second? You know, just
like...
Right. And I've been in a plane where it actually does like drop like really fast, and anybody that's not in their seat, like they hit the ceiling. Like I've never seen that, and it's fucking scary. I cried. I mean, I just started to cry.
Why do you have money hanging on
that? Tony found it, and then he washed it, and then he hung it to dry.
Only a fucking Mexican would do that. He is so goddamn Mexican. I swear to God. Where is he from?
Mexico.
Fucking who washes money and then hangs it? Who washes money, period?
It had salsa all over it, he said.
Girl, it's called wipe it off.
Right.
Yeah, not wash
it. You gotta wipe it off.
No, but you know, the only thing that kept me together was that Janet was opening her tour, and luckily we had Wi-Fi in the plane. So you bet your sweet ass I paid $8 so I could be all up on Facebook while I was 45,000 feet in the fucking air. Mm-hmm. So I could keep up with what was coming.
The internet still sucks.
Oh yeah, it's not as fast. I mean, it's still kind of slow. Like it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like
it's 2015. Why don't we have internet in space? Like, why can't we have it? Get it together.
And you would think because a lot like the satellite like
are closer and yeah, stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense.
You know what? Get it together, airlines.
Well, I think it's because they're all working on old systems. That's why.
That's true. I was like in the ride there. I was in a plane that was converted and they had electrical outlets in it.
But oh, really? I think that's... We should all have that. Right. There's no reason why we can't fucking...
But it was like under the seat. Yeah, so like, you had to like... First, I'm fat, so I can't bend over to like try to find the plug. So I was doing all
really.
I was all Helen.
I can't see.
I was all Helen Keller and shit between my legs, trying to find the which hole goes where, so I could plug it in.
And girls, he's not talking about the plane.
And then, and then of course, my side is the side where it's like the industrial plug in, like you like fucking plug in like a washer. You know how it has like the round.
Yeah.
I was like motherfucker, but whatever. I had enough juice. I was just...
Oh, no. I was like... I made sure that I was literally that asshole that was sitting at the waiting area with my 10-foot cord, mm-hmm. like walking... Like fucking walking around connected to the chair. No, I made sure that my phone was connected, especially because I still had to get like a taxi and stuff. So I'm like, I have to make sure that I...
You took a taxi from the airport
to your house? No, but... Well, actually, I took an Uber, but it was an Uber taxi, which is really weird because
it's a taxi cab that does Uber.
Yeah, it's... I don't understand how that... I think it's because they... I think what they did was they made a like a contract with like the taxi and Uber and said, we want you guys to have business, but we don't want to pay the taxi association. So what we'll do is we'll allow you guys to be a part of the Uber family as a taxi, and that way you could pick up, but it's still the same rate as it would be from Uber.
Right.
That makes sense. But he still turned on the thingy. He still like that. It was literally like a normal taxi cab. And I was like, so I don't understand how it works.
How much did it work? How much did it cost you?
Well, okay. First of all, I landed at like 12:25. So in the morning.
At Midway, right?
Right. At Midway in the morning. So it's not like, you know, traffic wasn't heavy.
Traffic wasn't bad.
No. I got home in like, I think maybe like half an hour. Mm-hmm. It was only like $28, which is not bad at all. At all. I was like, oh, this came out really cheap. And I had a guy named Masoon.
Oh,
not Monsoon. Masoon. He was very nice, very cordial. But yeah, like I got here and it was like, we ended up getting it a lot earlier. I think we got in a half an hour earlier than we were supposed to. I think I was supposed to land at like 12:40.
We took off late. My flight was delayed.
Oh really?
Yeah. By like 20 minutes. Ugh. But we still arrived on time. I don't fucking get that.
Well, you know what? Okay. So I found out cause, Brady, you know, one of our listeners, Brady, who also visited us in Las Vegas.
Hi, Brady. I can't remember his husband's name. Steve?
Greg. He was telling us that what they do is when they schedule those flights, they always allot a little bit of time extra. So they'll say it's like 3 hours and a half, but really it's only like 3 hours because they want to make sure like time-wise.
Right.
So that's what he was telling me. But yeah, no, we got, I got in early. I, you know, I didn't check any luggage. So I literally like walked downstairs. I looked on Uber. The fucking line for the taxi was like literally like a block long. I'm like, well, it's 12:30 in the morning. How is it a block long?
Because I think you're probably the last flight that goes in the airport. Because I know the airport closes for like 5 hours or something like that.
I think so, because it was none of the gates were open and there was people sleeping on the floor. Mm-hmm. I only saw like two or three people sleeping on the floor, but it was pretty much empty. I think they were flying in the last like people. Yeah, but it was Uber didn't call the cab. Cab came and I was home. Yeah, but I was like, I was so exhausted because I didn't end up falling asleep right away. I didn't end up falling asleep till like almost 2:30 in the morning. Ooh. And I had to get up to go to work. I was exhausted.
I was kind of bitchy on Tuesday. But anyway, Pride 48, you guys, something really big happened that no one was expecting. It was a huge surprise. People went batshit crazy. Like Oprah was giving out gifts. You guys, Aunt Tavira Charles came to Pride 48.
Yes, he did. He showed up over there.
He sopped he sopped all of us like a biscuit.
He sure the hell did.
He came in with like...
You know, I have to say, and I don't know if he listens to the show or not. I don't know if he does, but...
I know he loves my dogs.
Yes. I didn't actually get a chance to meet him, like, personally meet him, but I do have to say that there was something... There was something really cool and palpable in the room when he walked in and people were like, you know, because I've heard stories about like him not ever showing up and, you know, and he's the voice of Pride 48.
Right.
And he's never showed up. No one, I don't think many people knew what he looked
not
like.
Not negatively.
No, right. It's not a negative, like it wasn't because he was like, fuck them. No. It was just because, you know, as he spoke about it, you know, it was very personal and things like that. And, but there was something really nice about seeing him show up and like seeing the impact that he had on so many people. I mean, I was like tearing up. I'm like, girl, I don't even know you. I was like, and I've listened to the show once or two, you know, I've did download a couple of his episodes and I listened and, you know, I can see why people really, you know, were so captivated by him, because it was like he does a lot for people with his podcast, you know.
And just being a listener of his show for so long, you can listen how he's changed throughout the years, of how he used to be this type of podcaster and now he's this type of podcaster.
Right.
So a lot of things, you know, you see this, a lot of life changes in people. So
yeah. So it was nice.
But it was fun. I met him. I hugged him. He's like, where are the baby girls? And I showed him a picture. Tony sent me a picture. He goes, show Aunt Tavira Charles. And it was Ivy in the window looking for me. And
oh, I know. I always see when he posts, he replies to your post. And he's always like, oh, you're so, you know, your dogs are so precious and whatever. But yeah, it was really interesting to see like the reaction that people had. I mean, people were crying and it was just nice. You know, it was... you know, I don't know if you guys will, I'm sure they're going to release the episode, but, you know, when Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere, when she was talking about her story about how, you know, she's Christian and being Nicole. Nicole. What did I say?
Christina.
No, I said Nicole.
Oh.
You heard Christina. but anyway, so she was talking about
how... You know what? This is recorded. I'll listen and I'll see what I heard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want you to do that. So anyway, so she, you know, she was talking about her experience as, you know, someone who is of Christian faith and, you know, how her struggles and whatever. And like, you know, her story was, I mean, it really touched me. And it was just really, it was nice that, again, someone else helped her.
That was Greg from Walk the Earth.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
And it was really nice to hear her side of the story, you know, because it's like, I think a lot of people have a perception of someone who... Well, first of all...
Kim Davis is what people say.
Right, exactly.
And we're going to get into that bitch on the next show.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of times people have a specific perception. I think most of us on a lot of us, I should say, don't talk about our religious affiliation or our faith, you know, and to hear her, you know, talk about that and then her, you know, where she came from and where she is now with in respect to her religion, I thought it was really nice to hear her side of the story and how someone helped her overcome, you know, certain obstacles in her, you know, in her life about that, or certain questions that she had regarding her faith and, you know, our community and, mm-hmm. you know, how, who she associates with. And I thought it was really beautiful. And I, you know, and I did go up to her.
I
teared up really well. And I told her, and, you know, I pulled her aside. And I just said, I just have to say that I really, like, I appreciate your story. I'm like, because a lot of times people have a negative view of people who are Christian. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes we tend to forget that not everyone is the same and not everyone has the same view, and that you can still be a Christian person and still be loving and open. And that's really
what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah, it's really what it's supposed to be about. So, Nicole, thank you for that story. I know I thanked you once, but thank you for that, because it was really nice to hear. Mm-hmm. And especially because there was like a lot of love going around, but it was really nice to hear that from you, and, you know, and to know that there's people like you that exist, and that not all Christians are the same and hateful like that cunt Kim.
Girl, we're going to get into that.
I mean,
that's
the Christian and cunt all in the same sentence.
All right, so we're at 30 minutes. We're going to go, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the lovely Kim Davis. We're going to talk about some celebrity feuds. And then we're going to talk about some feedback, phone calls, and
emails. Oh, yeah, because we got to get to those because we haven't done those.
So thank you for listening.
Thanks
for listening. If you saw us in Pride 48, thank you for coming. If you listened to the live show, thank you very much. And if you're going to be listening to the next live show, I'm sorry, because it was very awkward.
It was
so sad.
I listened to the first, like, 5-10 minutes of it, and I wanted to just like stop.
It's charity case sad.
Let me just tell you, being up there doing that was even worse.
Right. All right. So this is Ricky,
and this is AT&T. Doom doom doom.
Where we're gonna dick connect you,
or dot connect you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. Or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys, and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.